Well, we have wrapped up the 2015 Alltech Revelation in Lexington, Kentucky, and Elizabeth Bagby, Corporate Marketing Manager for Alltech, is sitting down here. We've had a great event. Any idea on the number of attendees that were here?
Yeah, we had more than 3,000 attendees at the complete conference. That does not include the beer festival that we kicked off on Saturday, which had 4,000 of its own.
4,000 of its own, representing how many countries?
We had 68 countries is the current count.
Wow, it's an amazing ever. You walk down the aisles and the hallways of this, and I have no idea what anyone's saying, but it's just the diversity is great. Yeah. We've talked about being rebels. Tell me your insight in that and what it means to you.
Well, I think that in agriculture, you know, for years we said, we'll tell the consumer what they want. And that is just not the world of today. The world of today is about them telling us what they want and for us to tell them, here's how we can make it different. Here's how we can even offer you something in advance of you telling us what you want. You know, really, the speaker that we had today, Lisa Bodell, was so interesting. And she said she was a futurist. And first she said, that's a real thing, which I was really glad to know. You can get a degree in it. And she named some of the universities. Right. But how do we rebel? You know, how are people going against the grain and really figuring out new ways? I mean, I was so interested yesterday, you know, when we had the opportunity to get Walter Robb, who's the co-CEO of Whole Foods, on the program, we thought, you know, is that right for the agricultural audience? And we said, it has to be, because this is where people are shopping. They're spending so much more money on these technologies. And there he is saying, we can't get enough non-GMO grain. We have to get it from outside of the United States. I mean, that, you know, here, if somebody wants to be a rebel, now's the time, you know, call this guy, supply him. So I think it's really about just thinking differently and giving the consumers not only what they want, but what they will want in the future.
Thinking differently. As you've listened to attendees here walking up and down the hallways, what's their feedback? What's the results? Are they scared? Are they excited?
You know, one of the things that I love about our conference is you do get to meet people from all over the world. And I think that in many, many cases, we give them the platform. We bring in speakers who challenge people to think differently, but then they talk to each other. And I love going into, for example, the dairy session. I mean, those guys are always, always, always talking about their herds and talking about what's working for them and not working. I just mentioned Walter Robb. He actually had a poultry producer as part of his presentation, talking about how they had changed third generation. So again, I feel like there's, you know, we have people who are going to challenge us in a different way, but the comments that I'm hearing back are, what can I do personally? And how am I going to bring this to my operation? How am I going to talk to my family, my employees, everybody who is here, so that we can make positive change for our organization, which is positive change for feeding the world. Isn't that what they said yesterday? You're the people who feed the world. I said, that's us, right?
I think it was Dr. Lyons that said one day this week that why keep doing the same thing over and over again? And that's why Revelation is here. This is why it's new and it's different, and we're asking these tough questions. You've got to be thinking about next year.
I'm thinking about next year at this moment. I literally 5 minutes ago came from the wrap-up meeting. But that's the thing, you know, what can we do differently? The world of all tech this year, you know, we said we want to showcase these different countries. We want to showcase the foods. We want to showcase the culture. You know, we had a Chinese pipa player. We had Irish dancers. Because it is a global conference, and we really want to bring that to Kentucky and showcase that to all the different people. And I can tell you on the days that I was too busy to have, like, an actual lunch, I had some Spanish paella, I had some Italian cheese. But, you know, it's fun to experience things in a different way. A conference doesn't have to be boring. You know, Dr. Lyons says he went to a nutrition conference years ago with his daughter, Aoife, who spoke on the program, now Dr. Aoife Lyons. And he said, what did you think of the conference? And she said, boring old guys talking about boring old things. You know, we don't want that, because we need to challenge ourselves. And, you know, I don't want it to be all guys either. So, you know, women are now in agriculture, I mean, absolutely a huge part of the agricultural climate. You know, women still do the majority of the grocery shopping. And I think we have a unique voice. So I hope that maybe next year we'll look at that.
Well, I'll tell you what, from the AgWire team, this is one of the most exciting, and it's of the year for us when we travel all over the country representing the entire ag industry. So thank you for not making us attend a boring conference.
You're welcome. I hope we can keep that up.
Absolutely. I've got faith in you. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for taking the time to chat with us. Once again, talking with Elizabeth Bagsby, Corporate Marketing Manager for Alltech, here as we've wrapped up the 2015 Alltech Revelation. I'm Jamie Johansson.